He wrote a lot of the things that we all, that's what we based getting the band together for, as far as Michael Ward and the Reward. He'd come up with a lot of the ideas, and then I would voice it and write it down. We'd always sit down once or twice a week and have writing sessions where we came up with Ain't No Yachts and You Came and all these songs that we would play live. And he was adamant about that, that we had to have some type of live original song catalog. He had great ideas, and he was a great catalyst to write with, because he would prick your mind with great thoughts that you could turn into great songs and word couplets. And
Ward also channeled his passion for music into his live performances. Friend Chris Jones worked at the Maple Leaf Bar when Reward was in its prime.
Soul Show Shakedown, just some of the best nights you could ever have. Everybody getting down, whether there's 20 people in the crowd or the rare 200. It was a get down. If there was 12 or 200, every one of them was shaking and getting down and having a ball. The music was something that was a rarity even then, and even more so now, which was soulful music that was written from the heart and played with passion and conviction. It wasn't regurgitative. It wasn't common. It wasn't throwback cover tunes or anything like that. It was the same way people did music back in the mid-70s, something that most people longed for and you don't hear anymore. Everything else is just pale representation of other people's influences, and Mike's music was never that. There was nights they would turn the lights down at the Maple Leaf, and there was a great dance party going on where nobody was too concerned about what else was going on in the world around them. It was just a soul shakedown. And so the Reward shows are legendary in my mind.
To keep his sound fresh, Michael Ward was always bringing young musicians into the band, including guitarist Alex McMurray.
At the end of the first day, you know, I'm just like, well, am I going to get to be in the band? Am I in the band? He's like, oh, are you in the band? You're in the band. That's it, you know. It's like, oh, you're the man. But he would just get a vibe off you, and then he would just like say, you know, you're the guy. He was real gung-ho. This was very important to him. You know, the band was real, real important to him. And I don't want to say that he was delusional.
As keyboardist Glenn Hartman remembers, Ward played classic New Orleans funk.
There's only a few bands that sort of had a true lineage in the tradition. So like almost they were like allowed to really play it. And it's very different for a college rock band to play Sissy Strut and for the Reward to play Sissy Strut. But there's a few other bands that can do it too, of course, like Cyril Neville and his band can do it. Of course, the Neville Brothers can do it, and of course, the Meters. But this was the bar band. This was the true lineage of the goofy Benny's shenanigans kind of still occurring. You know, like it hadn't been polished and turned into a commercial product at all. This was just true funk shenanigans straight from the corner bar, still going on. You know, that's what got lost, because he was the one that held that little glue together.
Guitarist Jonathan Frelick recalls one of the band's infamous haunts.
Benny's Bar. Benny's Bar, so far as I can tell, was a place that, even though it fell down several years later, it looked like it was falling down already. And Benny's Bar was, I don't know, as far as I could tell, it was like a sort of run-down joint that had unbelievably cheap drinks and really interesting mix of people in it. The band played in a room that was just sticks left up there that would have supported walls, but didn't. And there was a lot of drinking and glorious low-life behavior going on. But glorious low-life behavior. And really, it wasn't low-life. That's just a term that we use to describe people having fun.